Hello, and welcome to Morning Prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. Today is Thursday, and this is day 26 of our 40-day journey through the season of Lent. We began this season by hearing the truth about our sin and the limits of our own powers, our own mortality, but we also hear the clear promise of God's steadfast and abiding love for us, the amazing grace of God that has saved us through Jesus' death and resurrection for us. We begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Praise to the blessed and holy Trinity, one God, who gives us life, salvation, and resurrection. The Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. A reading from John chapter 11. This morning we read verses 1 through 16. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus. Lord, he whom you love is ill. When Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of Man may be glorified through it. Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then, after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble, because they see the light of the world. But those who walk at night stumble, because the light is not in them. After saying this, he told them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to awaken him. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will be all right. Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought he was referring merely to sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. Thomas, who was called the twin, said, to his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. No matter how many times I read the beginning of this story, I always come away wondering why Jesus waits until Lazarus is dead to go to him. And we can probably come up with all kinds of reasons on top of the reason that Jesus himself gives us in this passage, but I'm not really comfortable with any of them. Maybe that's because we can all relate too closely with what Mary and Martha must have been going through as they waited for Jesus to come. At first, they hoped that Jesus would come and their brother would be healed. Then, watching him die and preparing for his burial and wondering where Jesus was. This is the part of the story that we will read tomorrow. We'll get a chance to hear what Mary and Martha went through. But here, in this part of the story, we see it all from Jesus' perspective. That's what makes the first part of the story so disconcerting for me. Jesus delays with intention, so that God might be glorified in the promise of Jesus more fully revealed to his disciples and to those who would believe in him. It doesn't seem fair or just or compassionate. And even if we believe, as I do, that Jesus intends to raise Lazarus from the dead from the very beginning, but maybe there is something else going on here that we should notice too. Maybe there is an element of being able to trust in God in the face of things that we cannot understand. We pray that at funerals. Lord, help us in the face of things that we cannot understand to trust in you. What happens to Lazarus, really when it comes down to it, is not unusual. People get sick and die all the time. The truth of the matter is that friendship with Jesus does not keep us from dying, and neither does Jesus' great love for us, though, as we will see, our suffering brings him sorrow and suffering too. Our suffering leads him to suffer. But one of the hard truths of our life in Christ is that Jesus will not come running to heal us every time we ask, though I would guess that by and large, God's healing power is at work more than we notice. We recover a lot more times than we die. We just don't count all of those recoveries, how God sustains our life. But at the same time, it is also gloriously true that God will raise us up, that God has promised resurrection. And Jesus is the first fruit and promise of the resurrection to come. That is what he has opened the doors to. And so, God in Christ is not playing whack-a-mole against the powers of sin and death, putting out a little here and a little there. Jesus is dealing with those powers decisively by going to the root of the problem. In Jesus' resurrection, God destroys the power of sin and death and promises to give life to these bodies of death. That is what Lazarus will experience as a living, breathing, raised from the dead parable that points to Jesus' own glorious resurrection. But it all begins here, when we simply put our trust in Jesus, in the face of things that we cannot understand, commend our lives into his hands, saying, "Let us also then go and die with him, so that we might know and experience in our own bodies the joy of his resurrection." In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord, who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ, for all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the promise of resurrection, for the gifts of relationship with others, for the communion of faith in your church. For who else? For what else are we thankful today? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all of your children and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who govern the nations of the world, for for people in countries ravaged by strife or warfare, for all who work for peace and international harmony, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, and for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land. For who else, for what else do we ask? We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all harm and danger. We ask that you would also protect us today from sin and all evil, so that our life and our actions may please you. Into your hands we commend ourselves, our bodies, our souls, and all that is ours. Let your holy angels be with us, so that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Ever-living God, author of creation, we give you thanks for your gift of water that brings life and refreshes the earth. We bless and praise you, for by water and the word we are cleansed from sin and receive everlasting life. Join us again this day to the saving death of Christ. Renew in us the living fountain of your grace, and raise us with Christ Jesus to live in newness of life. For you are merciful, and you love your whole creation, and with all of your creatures we give you glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, who gives you new birth by water and the Holy Spirit and forgives you all of your sins, strengthen you in all goodness and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.